Well, my name is Hector Ruiz, and I'm from Mexico, and I came to the University of Texas as a freshman in 1964, in September. So when this event occurred, the tower event, or whatever, how you want to call it, I was between my sophomore and my junior year, and I was studying engineering. I had a good friend as part of the international student body from Costa Rica. His name was Ruben, or Ruben. And he happened to be black. And I remember he and I went to get a haircut one time and to a place that's just right across the drag. And the person wouldn't cut his hair. And I remember thinking, well, wait a minute, what is, you know, it was sort of unreal. I mean, it's almost in that category. Was okay. Well, is this another dream that I'm going through, or what? But he wouldn't cut my friend's hair, and I cut mine. But I guess he made a difference between black and brown. But and I lived in a what was back then. I think it still exists. As a matter of fact, I drove by it, and it's still there. It was called the Stag Co-op, which is on 1910 Rio Grande, and it's a co-op for students who couldn't afford to live anywhere else. And you did housework, you know, you cleaned the floors, washed the dishes, and all that stuff. And that's where I was living in the co-op that summer when that event occurred. And I was about to leave the engineering science building to go get my paycheck, which at the time, at the bottom of the tower was where they had the cashier. So you had to go there to collect your money. And so I was about to go there when somebody on campus, and I don't remember who it was, stop me and say, you got to go back inside the building. There's a sniper on the tower. And I have to say that at that time, you know, my knowledge of the English language wasn't yet quite up to speed, so I didn't know really what a sniper was. It took me a few minutes to figure out what actually was happening. You know, it's one of those things where it all seems like a dream while it's happening, and you're trying to figure out, is anyone else dreaming like I was? Then when I got to the co-op, I was sitting there, and of course everybody is, you know, hyperventilating, talking about what happened that day. And one of the co-op kids that was staying there, and I wish I could remember his name so I could tell you, but comes in, and this is the thing I remember the most, was his T-shirt was soaked in blood. And I thought he was hurt. I thought he had hit. And I thought, my God, what happened to you? And he said, no. I said, I was helping one of the people that got hit. And if you look back and remember, or if you read about it, there was a pregnant woman that was hurt. He was kind of like in a daze. He was kind of like, you know, and I remember asking him, well, did you think about it? And he said, no, frankly, he said it was all automatic. I said, I just saw what happened. This other fellow and I thought that we could get her out, and they picked her up. And I remember they were talking about the other guy that helped. Apparently it was a Vietnam veteran. You know, and I remember talking that they said he was following his instructions on how to zigzag through the campus to get her out of the way. I do know that that student that had all the blood-soaked T-shirt, I know he had a big struggle. He ended up leaving school. He was always a little bit of a quiet fellow, but he became even quieter and more introverted in the days after. I remember it was kind of like he was walking around he was in a different world. I have no doubt that he had a huge effect on him. He was more of a, you know, what is going on? Kind of like, you know, it's hard to fathom something like that really happening, even though it did and you actually saw it and you saw the news, and you actually interacted with people. It all kind of just seemed like a bad dream. And I think it took, frankly, a day or two to sink in and kind of realize, you know, holy smoke, this really was a horrible, horrible thing. And so it wasn't immediate, you know, it's one of those things. And maybe that's part of the human nature to react and deal with things like that, is that it gives you time to adjust to it. I think people seem very, very kind of desperate for understanding why did he do this? I mean, why would somebody go, you know, climb to the tower and do that? And so there was an appetite for trying to understand that. You know, I really think, I don't know if everybody went through what I went through, but I think it took me weeks to feel like I could walk through campus and it was normal again. That decade of the 60s, which is when that happened, there was so much going on that it only magnified some of the issues. But I remember so clearly that, you know, that was the decade where people were concerned about civil rights. And everybody was worried about the Vietnam War. You know, we had an assassination of a president. We had all those things going on that I think that people put that in that category and say, this must be a result of all of those things going on. And I think it did affect people in magnifying the worries and concerns that were already going on. For a period of time after the event occurred, it was hard not to think about it for quite some time. When you think about it, it's sort of unreal. I mean, somebody getting on top of a tower and shooting a lot of people, and just unreal. So it takes quite some time to process all that. And then I think for a long time, it affected me in the sense that it made me realize that, you know, there are a lot of flaws in our society that are causing things like this to occur. And it made me a lot more sensitive to try to understand what are we doing that allows somebody to think that this is something they could do or should do. Walking through the mall a couple of weeks after, you know, because for the first couple of weeks, you almost want to walk around the mall. You don't want to go through it. But then when you walk through it, it really is a very strange feeling. Hard to explain. I think it's like, you know, you kind of go back to your dream that you had nightmare, and you kind of makes you think, you know, actually it makes you even hopeful that maybe it was a dream. But, you know, so you kind of walk there because things look normal, you know. You know, a few weeks later, things don't look much different.